Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the WBEN Live Line is Dave Petrowski from the world's largest disco. Dave, disco is in fact not dead. Tomorrow is the big day, world's largest disco returning downtown. How excited are you for the return of the event?
No, we're very excited. I want to thank your weather team first for making sure we had a good forecast for tomorrow. and thank you for announcing to the world that disco isn't dead.
Yes. So. The world needs to know it. How many years now has the disco been going on?
32 years. The event was originally held in Buffalo in 1979, and people came from all over the world to see it. It's in the Guinness World Book of Records. It's the largest disco event of all time. And we resurrected it in 1994, and we've been doing it ever since. We had 1 year off for COVID, and we did a virtual disco.
How has this event evolved since that reunion in 1994 to 2025?
Well, certainly in the beginning, we started out with a humble number of people in attendance. I think our first year we had 1,800 people, and then it grew to 4,000, 6,000, and then it grew to 11,000, which was very successful on the attendance side and not so great on the guest experience side. So we made a conscious decision that year to limit attendance to 7,000, and we've been doing that ever since.
The amazing thing to me about the disco is it bridges generations. I remember being 8 years old at my friend's parents' in house, and his parents were getting ready to go to the disco. They were putting their outfits on. Now I'm 26, so almost 20 years later, and my friends are saying how they wish they could get tickets and go one day. Do you notice that bridge between generations when you're there?
Absolutely. About 15 years ago, we started to see a decline. We would sell out, but we would sell out later and later and later. So I called people up that were going for years that had stopped going, and they were in their 50s and said, hey, what's up? And the response was almost universally the same, that, you know what, we just don't do stuff like that. We don't go out. And 5 years later, I saw the same people back on the list. So I called them again and said, what's going on? And they said, when we were younger, we'd have a party in our neighborhood and everyone would get together and our kids were all there and they'd watch and they'd point and they'd laugh and try to figure out who everyone was. And now they're 21, so now we're going with our kids.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think also one of the big traditions has been the celebrity guest list, but that has, because of chronological logistics, evolved as well.
Yes, absolutely. We used to have all 70s people, and today if you ask someone today who, you know, there's a litany of people. They might know who Henry Winkler is. They might not even know his name. They might know he's the Fonz, but they don't know. They can't say his name. So as they became less and less familiar with him, we've expanded our guests to include people from even current shows like Bravo shows, Below Deck and The Housewives. And then so the young people know someone there. And then there's guests this year from the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s.
What is it about that era, let's say the 70s, that makes it so enduring and, I guess, appealing to even people nowadays?
Well, I think the music certainly was, you know, it was a short period of time. I mean, I think disco really ran from 77 to about 82 or 83. Excuse me. But it's fun. The lyrics are really easy. People, you can understand them. People sing along. And so much of the music from the 70s is sampled in music from the 2000s to today.
That's right. I can think of a couple songs that a lot of famous rappers have sampled from the disco times. That's right. Now, who does the event benefit?
So the event benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times and several other local cancer-related charities, including Roswell Park and Ronald McDonald House.
And one last thing for you. This is quite the setup. I'm looking at a picture, and you've turned the convention center. It looks like an arena almost. The massive screens. It looks like a festival. There's rigging as if you're in an arena. There's the disco ball hanging down. How long does that setup take?
We started a week ago Monday. So there are we loaded in 12 tractor trailers full of stuff for this event.
That's incredible. Well, Dave, good luck with tomorrow's event. I'm sure it'll go off just fine. Looking at those pictures, everyone loves it, seems to enjoy it, so I'm sure it'll be a great one.
Yeah, and there's one more thing I'd like to add. We've been doing this for 32 years, and it's 100% volunteer-based, so no one's ever been paid. We have no paid staff, and even yesterday I was running into people, you know, talking about, you know, my God, what a successful fundraiser this must be for you. And I think they meant it personally, and it's not. And we have 500 volunteers that are putting this thing together. So I wanted to say thank you to them and make sure everyone knows we've given away almost $9 million for this event. And
wow,
that's donated, not raised.
Incredible. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.